Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has defended the government's new national wellbeing framework in response to criticism some of the data used is out of date. The framework identifies five themes to track how healthy, secure, sustainable, and prosperous Australians are. Mr. Chalmers says the framework is part of a deliberate effort to put people, progress, fairness and opportunity at the core of Australia's economy. He says the framework will continue to be updated following ongoing community feedback, new research and improved data.
Now this is our first crack at it and obviously we welcome people's feedback. We want to refine and align this framework as we go forward, but this is a really important start today.
Supporters of the family of Indigenous teenager Mark Haines say they hope $1 million reward offered for information into his death will finally bring them answers. Greens MP and spokesperson for First Nations Justice, Sue Higginson, says the initial investigation was a failure and was based on false and racist assumptions. She says the increased reward is a significant step towards achieving justice.
This is symbolic and it is also an enormous sign that we are on the doorsteps of justice. The increase in the reward is significant. It is now $1 million. The police clearly see this as a important, necessary and substantial step.
Mr. Haines was found dead more than 35 years ago on train tracks in rural New South Wales, and police at the time concluded Mr. Haines laid on the tracks either deliberately or in a dazed state. A new inquest was announced earlier this year in response to new evidence and will begin in April 2024. New Zealand police are promising a thorough review into Auckland shooter Matu Reid's circumstances after he killed two men and injured 10 people in a construction worksite attack. Both police and the government have promised an investigation into whether there were any leading indicators Reid was likely to escalate his criminality. The pledge follows reports in the New Zealand Herald that the gunman had been sacked from the site the day before the shooting and that he had been the subject of a home detention order for domestic violence offences. Acting Superintendent Sunny Patel says the police's immediate priority is to formally identify Reid's two victims. The United Nations has launched a new policy brief to promote peace and security. The agenda focuses on preventing conflicts and the importance of peace building in an era of increased geopolitical tension and human rights violations. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the policy brief outlines his vision for improved multilateral efforts for peace and security based on international law. He says at a time when new threats and global challenges are continually emerging, true multilateral collaboration is essential.
The policy brief on the new agenda for peace outlines an extensive and ambitious set of recommendations that recognise the interlinked nature of many of these challenges. It is framed around the core principles of trust, solidarity and universality that are foundational to the Charter and to a stable world.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.